watching movies, bad, strange, and weird, commandeered by Michael.
Hi, this is Carl. I'm Mike's friend. I wrote this song. My turn-ons are French poodles, Chinese noodles, and German strudels. You should follow me on Twitter. It's Jokes to Carl. That's the French duh, not the duh. Now let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael.
Welcome to LUWAFLMOYT. Let us watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Mike. I like how you emphasized the U in there. That was interesting.
I completely fucked up our acronym. We want you to follow us, but if you're going to follow us on by podcast, you're going to have to type in our acronym, LUWAFLMOYT. But we would also love for you to listen to us every Sunday. We are streaming right now, if you're listening to us, on mutinyradio.fm every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern. We are going to watch a full-length movie on YouTube. We want you to watch the movie with us and listen to the podcast at the same time. It's double-tainment.
Double-tainment?
Yeah, I guess, right? Yeah, well, whatever. I'm sure it's used. I'm sure there's like a clothing company that's going to sue my ass.
Double-tainment.
Double-tainment's my idea. Carl, what is the movie we're watching today?
Today we are watching Double-tainment.
What a coincidence. Oh, by the way, we want you to go to Venmo and donate some money to MutinyRadio.fm. Go in there at Mutiny Radio. Help out the station. There's a lot of great programming, a lot of live stuff happening, sometimes at 4 after our show. So keep listening if you're listening now. What is that movie, Carl?
The movie is The Vampire Happening, 1971. The Vampire Happening.
Oh, you sound so excited about The Vampire Happening. Ladies and gentlemen, The Vampire Happening, 1971. Ooh, when your parents were doing it, ladies and gentlemen.
that is what you put in the search engine.
The year I was conceived.
Yeah. The Vampire Happening, and the channel we like is Hillbilly Entertainment.
All right, so there you go. Go to Hillbilly Entertainment on YouTube. That's electronic bulletin board, and we want you. You know the drill. It is a drill. This is not entertainment. This is a weekly regiment.
Hey,
this is not a drill. This is entertainment. We would love for you to click the link, then hit pause immediately. So it's paused, and then move that little timer thing to 000, because we're going to watch this. Oh my God, this show is like triple-tainment. Because not only are we going to watch this when the countdown says go, the countdown is from a celebrity comedian countdown, probably from, I don't know, Bergen County, Essex County, which county are they from? We'll have to find out. Carl?
Okay. Middlesex County. That like implies a threesome.
Oh, right.
There's one on the left, one on the right. You're in the middle of the sex. That's where our next comedian hails from. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to our segment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Celebrity Comedian Countdown with our guest, Rafael Hernandez.
Hey, what's going on? I didn't expect such thunderous applause.
So we are getting, you know, we always are like at the same mics and at the same shows. And I noticed like you riff a lot. Sometimes you don't have material. You just go up there in front of the crowd and you read the room and you just be real about it. And you get a lot of laughs.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like to say that I'm really, really creative, but also it's like, it's something that's simple to do. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's not like it's not necessarily easy for everybody, but it's super simple. Like, and I'm very lazy. So whenever I don't write material, I can just be like, hey, what's everybody doing? What's something ridiculous that's going on in the room? Any venue in New Jersey has something ridiculous about it because we're in New Jersey. So I'll just say something about that. And yeah, sometimes people can relate.
And I know that sometimes you know, it's important you to only do the new material because everyone's heard what you did last time. So you want to be fresh.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I have a very redundant audience now, especially because of pandemic time. So I mainly just riff because, and like any joke that works, I'm stashing it away for a rainy day, but I'm not going to bring it out again around you guys twice.
That makes sense. Dashed away for a real show. It totally makes sense. Now,
no,
I
just
find
a better mic. No,
or a better mic, right?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Now, I also find that you say what people think, but they would never have the balls to say it. Do you know what I mean? Like what people are thinking, but they wouldn't say it. So when you say it, it's true and you get a laugh.
Yeah, I love that. But like, I can't even take credit for that, man. Like, it's really just like the anonymity of being on stage. And I know, like, how is there any anonymity when you're on stage? I mean, I don't know. I just feel way more comfortable saying something on stage because it's like, it is clearly a joke. It's to be taken not seriously because I'm coming to someone as a comedian. Mm-hmm. But if I were to like say something like that, like you know, at work, you know, where it doesn't really warrant that kind of conversation, even though it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't work. So I love doing that kind of stuff on stage.
Yeah, you can't do it at the church coffee hour.
No, not at all.
Okay, so people can find your videos. You do lots of funny ass videos, cool videos. I love the squirrel. We'll let people see them themselves. But so you're on Instagram. That's where they can find the videos. And it's Fat in the Hat, which is PHAT, pretty hot and tempting. Fat in the Hat, right?
Yes, Fat in the Hat, like Cat in the Hat. Yeah.
Okay,
on Instagram, or you can follow me at Twitter at Swag Daddy Ralph. You know what I'm saying? All those work.
Daddy Ralph. Okay, just acquired a new follower.
Sorry.
Okay, so everyone's at home ready to watch this movie with us. Why don't you give us the celebrity comedian countdown? Go!
Okay, well, for the countdown, like, I know people, I want to be like on point with it, and I want to do Mississippi's, but like, this is like a worldwide thing, so I want to do something more worldwide, so we're going to go with marijuana. So we want to go with three marijuanas, right? So,
okay.
Right? Three marijuana, two marijuana, one marijuana, play.
Man, that was the best comedian celebrity countdown.
Right?
I will be hearing later this week.
Okay, we're opening up in like a softcore porno movie.
And this is like, it's called in media res, right? In the middle of the action?
Yes. And it's our hero, not the man, the woman.
Okay.
And the thing is, they're watching it on an airplane. They're on an airplane ride, and this is the in-flight entertainment.
Oh, Carl, come on. You never watched pornography on the in-flight entertainment?
And also, the rest of the movie considers her a big movie star. Movie stars don't do porno, not in 71.
Now, this could be like a Disney film, like the Shaggy Dog from 71 or the Apple Dumpling Gang. They are on an airplane.
Yeah.
Stewardess. Oh, he's smoking a cigar, too. He's in the smoking section, Carl. He's allowed to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Contemplate.
The youngsters who listen to our show, it's inconceivable.
Well, back in the day, you used to watch porn movies. Is that her herself watching
That's
herself?
Her herself, the real actress, flying to Transylvania.
Oh, she got the... Well, no wonder they're showing pornography on the in-flight entertainment. They're going to Transylvania.
Right.
Is that the Newark to Transylvania direct flight, or do they have a little layover?
Yeah, track 9. Hey, how's about a shine? Did you get that dumb joke? Hey, look at there. It's the Chattanooga. Okay. Transylvania, 1971. We have arrived.
Yes, Transylvania, you own it.
Transylvania 65,000.
Oh, which is, that movie's on Amazon Prime. Transylvania 65,000.
Too bad the anachronism's set in stone.
It was an anachronism in 1986. 1996 when that movie came out, I mean, you really had to go, oh, they're making fun of fucking 1940s? You know, like, it's just the whole movie, it was an anachronism.
Now, our actress, she is beautiful. I mean, she is, her name is Pia, I don't know, she's Swedish, Dagermark. Pia Dagermark. Right. And she's very, very pretty. It was the gay stewardess, not you.
Wow. Not two minutes into this film.
Right. What a useful, needed scene we're watching right now.
It's a nice car.
Yes.
Well, things are different in Sweden. They tolerate people. They're neutral.
Now, he's asking for a selfie. Can I get a selfie? The selfies back then were autographs.
Oh, there we go. Betty.
Willie Hims.
It's weird. Have you seen a movie that did that?
That's her autograph. No, I haven't. Yeah.
Oh, here comes the opening credits.
Now, in 71, even this was considered a little cheap animation, you know, kind of stuff.
It looks like Hanna-Barbera shit from this Saturday mornings.
No, but Hanna-Barbera was seriously professional looking. This
looks like a ripoff of the Fearless Vampire Hunters. Polanski comedy was Sharon Tate.
Right.
It had animation with the vampire bat and all that shit. So.
Well, okay. Roman Polanski made a film called Fearless Vampire Killers in 67. And this movie really bites off of it. As a matter of fact, they hire that movie's Dracula. There it is. Birdie Man.
Oh, it's the same Dracula? I have to admit, I never watched that movie all the way through. I had plenty of chances on TCM, but tried. It looks cool. It looks very 60s, very, 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 you know, put together.
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch it either. But this movie, the internet claims, totally bites off of it. Now, the music in the beginning scene here is the only thing that's really very good in terms of the soundtrack of the film.
No, it's just like it's ironic lounge music from the 90s.
Right, from the 90s. Okay, listen to the background chorus. The music's still going. As she drives by, look, a boulder rolls over, almost hits her.
Oh my God, a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, that's right.
Die.
Look out for that tree.
Her friend's like, die. What, you want me to die? No, that thing rolling down the hill. It's a giant square. Cube.
You're rolling the dice on you, lady. It's a castle.
Ooh, Mr. Dew's castle?
It's her castle. She inherited it, and they've made her a baroness.
What's the catch? She has to give up her pornography career?
No, but that is what will end up happening. Spoiler!
Can't wait to ruin the movie. So she gives up her pornography career.
In the way end, she will give up her pornography career. Yes.
Oh, but throughout the film, she still has a career, right? Oh, look out for that log.
Yeah, now that's a torture, like a trap, right? If you want to kill somebody at your front door.
Yeah, or like in the torture chamber, you could torture them slowly by rolling it on them. But they'll probably die eventually.
That's in their belfry.
Ooh, meet you at the station. Alien sex meet. Michael Lamb is leading to the slaughter.
This is Joseph. And look how scared Joseph is.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, this trap's going to fall, right?
No, he thinks he's seeing Claramonde.
Oh, God.
Right. And Claramonde should be in her coffin in the basement downstairs since the 1800s. What's going on?
Right. And it's daylight. This must happen to every tourist who shows up to Transylvania.
Yeah, he does mention that too. It's daylight, Claramonde.
I'll walk into a Transylvania castle and they'll be like, it's the fat Dracula. What are you doing at 3 in the afternoon? Like, hey, buddy.
Now, the internet's all on about how this is a European production. It's filmed in West Germany. And the thing is that, well, we'll get to it later. I do like ruining things for you. Did you see what happened? It almost hit her.
It almost hit her. She was inside for 10 minutes.
So the thing is, I thought maybe it was voiceovers, you know, and they were speaking in German.
They all talk their own languages, and then they just redub it. I learned that in Once Upon a Time, in Hollywood. Historical reenactment of the 1960s.
But I got to tell you, Mike, as I look at their lips, they are exactly saying English. It really seems like it.
Oh, so it you...
It is a West German film, but I don't think it's a voiceover.
Well, Vampire Happening is a pretty American phrase, right? Because you got the happenings from the 60s.
Right. This is about a vampire party, essentially, in the end.
Oh, are we invited, Carl? I didn't get my invite.
Mike, look, the picture on the wall. It looks just like her, except for black hair.
And she's topless, right? In that picture?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's like her boobs follow me whenever I walk through the room.
But that's it. That's all the boobs you're going to see in this film. You just saw...
Oh, painted on the mural? Yeah. Less tasteful.
And I love that... You're right. It's a trick, boobs. They follow you as you walk around the room.
Look, it's creepy.
Boing!
You know, at one point, there's little holes where the nipples are, and other nipples appear in there and look around the room, and then it pops out. And you go, what? I could have sworn there were real nipples.
Yep. Actually, it's just to give away a little more of the film. Later, we look, there's a trapped room behind that painting, and it's high enough for the woman to stick her boobs in. She does do that. She works them and turns them around the room. And
yeah, because you really think there's like real boobs sticking out there. And it's
by Jove, now that areola was over there before.
Those areolas are spying on us. I swear they were looking at us. Don't be silly, it's just old painted in the areolas. But they weren't.
Look,
you lied. You said that was the only topless thing.
But and there's this one, but from this point on, no more boobs.
Oh, so he's just torturing as a boring job.
But it's her imagination. As he's telling her about the torture machines of her forefathers in the basement, she's fantasizing that he's doing it. She'll now see that gay stewardess who was getting thumb screwed, but it's just her fantasy. Don't you wish they had the Gilligan wavy lines or the, going back in time?
Yeah. It would really help me, actually, if there was some woo 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 woo. Oh, he's so gay.
It's a visual cue.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, the writer takes us through this introduction of all these torture things. That, of course, implies that as the movie goes on, someone's ending up in that chair. No. We'll never see these things again.
You've seen enough, right?
Yeah. Did you see how badly that girl was hurt? You see her butt had a crack right down the middle.
Right down the
Something
middle.
Something happened. She got hurt. She got cracked.
I hope the good Lord don't hit you where the... Wait, I hope the door does...
Make hope, where the good door made you.
He's fantasizing about all the torture scenes.
Well, just now, when she was getting told about the torture machine, yes, her mind wandered to those, like, what if the stewardess was getting thumb screwed, you know?
So he's only telling her this because he thinks she's a Dracula.
No, she is now convinced that she is the film actress Betty Williams from the United States who has inherited this estate. She is a relative, and she has been titled Baroness. And she's like, I don't know. She owns the
badge.
Well, she goes, I want to see my relative. So we made him open the coffin. So it was just a skeleton by this point.
And yeah, but with an eye patch. So you know that when the vampire with an eye patch shows up, it's her relative, right? Girl, that eye patch comes back, right?
No, that would be more like the ghost. If this was a ghost story, Arg, it's one-eyed Willy, Hillary.
Don't vampires decompose and their body, their bones and eye patch remain, and then they show up in a, like a body form?
That would be later? Great.
Yeah. The keys to the torture room.
Okay, so I really don't understand how it happens, but now she has the key to her great-grandmother's coffin or something, and she's been stuck in there since the 1800s.
Until you open it.
Right, that's the thing. Like, we never see her open it. Okay, you still see the same boobs, but it's a painting. It's the same boobs you've seen. Right. There will be no more boobs for the rest of this film.
Are you sure there's not another torture scene?
Sorry, people at home. Believe me, I was sniffing out the boobs.
Wait, what's going on right now?
Okay, it's not explained in the film. What's going on right now is our vampire is out. And see, she has black hair, and she's prancing around these skeletons.
Yeah, I know. But my God, the special effects. You can see the director's that brother-in-law.
It was Manuel.
We gotta bring it back to the lab at 6 o'clock, guys. The professor's gonna notice.
brother-in-law's loan. They spent a little bit of money on this film. You know, she was a serious actress. There was this 1967 film that the producer did. The producer's married to her. No, that's not it. Elvira Madigan, 1967. I don't know. It was a critical success. It was a financial success. It made her famous, like in Europe. And she's riding that fame into her husband's next film, The Vampire Happening. This is not explained. It's her dream. She's dreaming.
Oh, right? Really?
She's gone to sleep and she's in bed. It's going to be tomorrow soon. And I don't know, is it foreshadowing to the happening? I guess yes.
It's like a pre-party, Carl. Mm-hmm. It's like the red carpet. Ooh, the kissing nuns.
Last time I was in a room like this, it was a pre-pandemic party.
See, look, there's more boobies. You said there's no more boobies.
Okay. These are just jello things that are made to look. Okay, yes, there are some boobies, but that's it. You're not going to see any more boobies. In this whole film. Gosh, just be honest.
This is her dream?
This is her dream, and they're getting choked, and she's a man. She touches her own boobs. Now look, in the morning she wakes up.
Girl, there's the boobs again. You said there were boobs.
No, but you don't understand. She just woke up.
That blasé.
No, that was in reference to the dream she had just had. Which she saw boobs, so she looked at her own. But that's him.
Okay, so that's it. We're no longer going to see boobs. All right.
For the rest of the film.
Okay.
Trust me. Okay.
So what's the boob count up to? 12, right? 14 if we include the food.
I think you should count a set as a unit of one.
Okay, so we have 6.
Because I'm a feminist, and it's only to one broad, you know.
Chicks, right, okay.
Chicks is persons, eh?
Is there a monastery? I was going to say monastery. Yeah. Monastery across the street?
There is exactly that. There is a monastery across the street, and in it, we have... Look, she's in the window.
Yeah. Should I see her boobs? Look, there's boobs right there.
No, that doesn't count because you're so far away.
Okay, what's she doing with her robe?
She disrobes. She shows her boot. She's having fun. You know, they're not, they have a vow of celibacy. And so she's like, you can't fuck this. And they go boing, 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 boing.
Oh, like those novelty toys you have with little fryers where you push down the head?
Yeah, that's what my mother taught me it was. It's the novelty toy. And when you look at boobies, it goes boing, 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 boing.
Oh, right.
Well, no, yeah.
I had nowhere to be near there.
What? It's on Pornhub. It's incestuous. Okay, so there was a short story by a famous author named Théophile Gautier. And his story was called La Meurthe et Maurus. And it's about this woman, this priest, his name is Romulade, who falls in love with Claramonde, a beautiful woman who turns out to be a vampire. So that's what they got the name of the character from. And that's what they're playing out here, a little short story, a subplot.
Oh, hello.
No, Seven. That's a statue. That was a statue.
That was not a statue. That was a living statue, as it were.
Whoa.
Oh, well. Don't do it. Don't fuck that tree, Father.
Imagine if you did that, you would fuck yourself up so bad. Hard bark.
Oh my, you'd be bad.
Okay, so... Oh, okay. No, it's a statue, though. But wait.
Seven and a half. You said no. Pair, right?
Yeah, right. I guess you got to count it as one, even though we only... See, it's a statue. It represents... his mind, his, you know, it's not a real booby. It's in his imagination. They do a lot of imagination in this film.
Eight sets, pairs.
You know, no, you could say that no two people are alike and no two personalities are alike. You really can't say that no two tits are alike. I mean, by definition, like a minimum of two tits on one person are going to be alike.
Gotcha. I was wondering when she would show up. It was like 5 minutes without her.
Yeah, but check this out. She's the vampire, and is it not broad daylight right now? I don't
understand. I know. Plus, he has a cross, right? Does he wear the cross thing? Yep. And he has his breast smells like holy water?
I don't know that part, but does holy water have a smell?
You keep a vial of it. Yeah, it's fucking the smells like the.
It's like
Trinity, the Holy Ghost. Your breath stinks. Oh, speaking of breath, he just touched her. He's rubbing her up.
Now she's essentially seducing him to tonight come to the castle. Now here's the only explanation I can have for it. It might be that it's sort of like she's projecting into his mind and giving him temptation. And he comes because, but the thing is, she straight up invites him right now and says, bring a red rose, and he will bring the red rose. Spoiler, I don't care. I ruined it for you.
Care. I can't believe you watched this movie three times. Yesterday, you were so funny. You're like, I've seen this movie once. I did the research.
Yeah. Like, I'm not.
I guess I'll watch it again.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can't really do a show like that because I really won't know what I'm talking about. I mean, she's got a hell of a backstory. It's very tragic.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad you're filling me in on he's going to get away from that tree, sir.
Right. Do not bang that tree. Okay. You know, so he's resolved that he's going, and now he's talking to God, you know. Even Adam ate of the fruit, God, you know, and trying to make excuses.
Yeah, nothing bad happened to him. She has black hair, so she's the vampire.
Right, she has black hair and she's the vampire, and that'll fuck us up a little later in the film when they start switching colors in their hair.
Oh, God damn it. You just love spoiling this movie. Why would they do that? Why are they going to change the color of their hair?
The story does it like on a whim. They're kind of like going to the ball, you know, they're going out, just like looks over and there's the blonde wig. She looks over and there's the black wig. You know, they just kind of.
Now, is it the same actress playing her?
Yeah.
So they use special effects like wigs, and then in the movie they play with the special effects. The characters are like, well,
this film is filled with manual GI, and that's how they handle the them being in the same room together at the same time, etc.
Gotcha. But like in Jack and Jill, the Adam Sandler movie, isn't there a point where he dresses up as his sister? Like he puts on special effects over his special effects or whatever?
Well, you know, I did see that film. I love that film. I remember lots about that film. But was there a time in which he dressed up as her? Probably. Like he begs for it, right?
Yeah, but it's like we're using special effects to make him look like Jill. And now in the movie, he's going to use the same special effects to dress like Jill as a plot point. It just seems, you know, cheesy. Oh, look at that. It took six bats to make that shadow.
Yeah, did you see that cool shadow? I mean, I was looking for Commissioner Gordon.
I know, or Adam West. Elvira. Speaking of Elvira. You think Elvira got her name from that movie, Elvira?
No, probably not. This film, I wouldn't call it obscure, but it was like famous in its day. It had a good weekend, you know what I mean? Like, right. It went away.
It's gonna bust a monk.
So, everyone goes into the monastery except for our secret sneaky hiding guy. He's going to get laid.
He's hiding behind the blue balls.
Patron saint of blue balls with your vow of chastity. Thank you, Roman Polanski. This was all filmed in West Germany.
Oh, that's cool. That's near Berlin.
I was there in 1990, and I didn't go to Checkpoint Charlie, but I went to see The Wall performed at the writing. And I got a piece of the wall, and it's in my lawyer's shelf right now. It's just sitting there like a trophy.
Wow. So you saw Roger Waters perform The Wall on the Wall?
Yeah. I saw Cyndi Lauper and Billy Idol and, you know, that whole show.
Wow.
And we were standing.
Did they play like all the Hammer, him going, turning into a fascist?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they had lots of stage effects, and absolutely they did. Look at the black fingernail polish, okay? That's important, because if it's the black fingernail polish, it's the vampire. If it's the red fingernail polish, it's Ms. Williams from America.
Special effects by Avon.
Manual.
Okay, so this is Betty Williams from America with the different colored nails.
Right, exactly. And of course, she's reading a Dracula book in her new castle she's inherited of her aunt.
Yeah, what? Yeah, everyone has a Dracula book. Look, the director's underlined shit.
So, okay, vampire, she's out. She's on the prowl. Claramonde. And she's going to do some blood-sucking tonight.
She's going to blood-suck that guy, right, with the red rose?
Not yet.
Oh. Spoiler! Is he going to get some?
Spoiler!
Spoiler! Oh, is he going to die a virgin?
I would doubt it. I don't know, because he is pretty nerdy throughout the whole thing. But I would doubt it.
Oh, right.
I think he does get, when he gets laid.
He comes off. Never he comes off.
There's a party.
He comes off so desperate, Carl, that no one wants to suck his blood.
I want to suck you. Oh, this is perfect. This is exactly my fantasy.
Yeah, this is awkward now. Use the doorbell.
What? Knockers.
Oh, right. 12. Thank you.
That's a pair because it's two doors.
That's a pair of knockers.
Hi. I'm here for a booty call. Well, Joseph completely knows. He's like, enter. Come in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. you're a monk across the street.
Your little hussy. She's upstairs. Just go right up.
Yeah. No need to talk to me. Go ahead. Get him. Go, dude.
If you can't trust a dude, yeah, this is like National Lampoon's Vampires Happening. Dude's getting gonna get laid.
Come on, dude.
I got sloppy seconds. You got drippy thirds.
Oh, well, that's not late 70s Lampoon, I guess.
Hello.
Like sorority, like Vampire Sorority. There were movies like that.
Look how pretty she is.
Yeah.
See, it sounds like a voiceover, but when you look at their lips, it matches.
Huh. Wow, she's hypnotizing him.
Maybe they, like, spoke with their horrible accents, and that's why they overdubbed them. Okay, now we're going to get the beginnings of, like confusions between the two, even though they have different hair. Look how pretty she is.
Yeah. But she inherited a house that has two corpses in the basement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And it's all steeped in family history, and she's got a lot of it, and she's a baroness, and now look what this look. I know a girl, $500, she'll absolutely dress as a vampire.
Okay.
And give you hugs like that and stuff, and do, like, acting for you.
All right.
And if you ever want to go Dutch, or, you know, I'm sure that I'm a good, like, customer. She would do something.
Like a Zoom call?
No, not like a Zoom call. Okay.
So, do you think he's so handsome?
Now watch.
Oh, here we go.
Here it comes. I'm gonna give you a hickey. Yikes! Ouch!
Didn't he talk right to the camera?
I don't think so. Bloody mess. Now the thing is, she only ever takes a taste. You know what I mean?
Well, he's got all that blood
pumping through his heart, and she's not going to suck it.
There's a school of vampire blue movies where they just, yeah, all I have to do is get the fangs in, and that's it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he's your slave. But it doesn't make sense because they love blood, right?
Well, that's the thing. They're supposed to be, like, thirsting for blood. It's not their fault. They're hungry. We don't get that in this film.
Huh.
Okay, really, so funny. Now they're like, we're going to have to kill her. We're going to have to put a stake through her heart.
You know, this guy is not only the CEO, but he's the main stakeholder.
Oh, she's not there.
What the?
Donk, donk.
Oh, she's on the loose again. He finally gets the nerves to fucking kill her.
And she's not even there.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. You're fired, Jenkins. But madam.
Now, this director did a movie called Son of Dracula in 1974, and that's the film we should be seeing. It stars Harry Nilsson, and the title role, and also in it is Ringo as Merlin the Magician. That's
okay.
That's a gold one. I found it, but it has, like, ads, and you know that can't work for
us. Yeah, we can't work on it. Yeah. Well, we encourage our audience, if you're love to see a better film from this director, check out Son of Dracula, 1974. Watch out for the ads.
This director was mostly a cinematographer. He won an Academy Award. He did Glory. He did Elephant Man. I mean, the guy's as a cinematographer. He did Dune. He did Cape Fear.
And he did his own 60s vampire movie.
Yeah, as a director. He rarely directed.
I guess Happening is a
vampire. I'm wrong. Okay, wait. No, I'm wrong. He didn't hardly ever direct. He did.
That body.
Okay. Following his Academy Award, began his career as a director of feature films. 20-plus years, he worked continuously as a director of low-budget films. I was way off on this. most of them in the genre of horror or psycho thriller. Francis said, horror films have liked me more than I have liked horror films.
Huh.
So he did a lot of directing, but he was, you know, for 20 years. But then he became a cinematographer, and that's when he really achieved his accolade. Ooh, look at these girls.
So he did Glory? Was he like, well, I think the sunlight would be perfect right now to have the vampire come, because it's not too much sun for the vampire. And they're like, I don't think this is going to work out.
That would be an interesting twist. Vampires can come out on like cloudy, it's going to rain kind of days, dark and gloomy.
Oh, right.
And even in the rain, that would be good. In the rain, the vampires can come. If it's dark enough.
What's going on? Is they're having like a...
Yeah. All the boys who are like sworn brothers are winking at the girls from the girls' school.
Right. That's Lampoon's Vampire Sorority.
It will be. It will exactly be that. It will be National Lampoon. You'll see. Fuck the Academy. That guy, see that guy? He's a big player. He becomes the boyfriend of Claramonde. No, not of Claramonde, of course, of Betty Williams.
Betty Williams.
Then Claramonde. They'll do the old switcheroo. It's raining.
Oh, no.
I'm a witch.
Right. Oh, no. That's a third of our audience. Quick, before I turn into a vampire.
So now he's getting a ride home, and they're like totally going to become boyfriend and girlfriend. Look at how the director's saying, look at the stick. I'm rubbing the stick.
Yeah. Does not know how to drive.
No. It's a metaphor for his dingle. For his wanker, his wanky.
They're gonna met a four-way highway crash.
That's right. Mechanized death.
Mechanized death.
Great band. Great film in school.
We of course did an episode of Mechanized Death, and if you ever search LWAFLMOYT in your Googles, you will see many upload files sites with having that particular episode. So, you know, we're on like a lot of like just weird like upload sites where they'll say upload Shaft in Africa. Yes.
I've taken on YouTube to putting a disclaimer in the beginning. I think you've already seen it. We are going to talk through this fucking whole fucking movie. So go away if that's not what you're here for.
Good.
Stop giving us mean comments. Like, shut up. Don't listen then. If you're not into it, we're not everybody's cup of tea. Wouldn't you say, Spiegelman?
Oh, yeah, we're not everybody's cup. No, what are you talking about? We're the most successful show. We're talking over a movie that you're trying to watch. How universal is that? Oh, some of that dog.
Now look, you see the black wig?
Yeah, see, this is bullshit. This is a bad movie thing. It's where the characters apply some kind of special effect, boobies, and then they use those special effects.
It doesn't count. So she wants to look like Claramonde. She's just having a fun, playful girls' game. Of course, Joseph thinks it's really Claramonde. Joseph, you silly. Don't be such a klutz. Look at what we've done to my new boyfriend.
This white party's a mess.
That will be all, Joseph.
But then the real Claramonde is going to show up. Real meaning the real vampire.
Yeah, Vampirus.
Vampirus? Maybe in the 60s.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Spilled coffee.
It's all over my pants now.
Oh, this is a setup for a date. Look at his muscular.
I know, huh?
And he's got the right amount of hair.
Yeah, well, the Germans, you know. Very efficient.
Let's see. I don't think he was German. He's American, actually. His name's Thomas Hunter. and he worked in spaghetti westerns. But mostly he was a screenwriter, a Hollywood screenwriter. He was in Blake Edwards' What Did You Do in the War, Daddy? You know that film?
No, and I've been trying to watch as many Blake Edwards films as possible because they're always strange like that. But yeah. I never knew that he directed that.
So I'm going to highlight that and put it in my Netflix queue. In a chance meeting with Dino De Laurentiis, led him to be invited to star in The Hills Run Red, blah, blah, blah. So started a career in Europe cinema and a lot of American television series. But he wrote The Final Countdown in 1980.
He lied. There's more moves.
Oh, but I wasn't looking at the thing. I was reading, so I missed it. So that doesn't count. Okay, all right. That was a boob scene, I know. But I'm saying after this, there's not too many boobs in the film.
Okay, all right.
After this, it slows down, the count of boobs.
So tell me more about this guy. He Hills Run Blood.
The Final Countdown. Do you remember that film? It was 1980. It's like, it was time travel. And an aircraft carrier ended up back in, like, just before Pearl Harbor. It stops Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, what was that movie called again?
The Final Countdown.
Yeah, right. Look at his boobs. He's letting her touch it. Oh, wait, what? Yeah. Oh, the painting is showing where they're touching.
What I mean is there's less boobs. It slows down a lot.
Oh, yeah, during this blowjob scene, there's less boobs. There you go.
Uh-oh. He's like looking at Clara Monde going, yeah, we both, you suck their blood and I get them to bang me.
Oh, thank God. She's still there.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, the decaying corpse is still there. I mean, the vampire body.
These coffins are very easy to open. I mean, they're like, don't slab.
I mean, if there's like a mudslide, these things would like crack open. You buried them in the ground, the worms would probably eat them. This movie's getting really stiff.
Look at that spread right there. How come he doesn't have hair on his back?
How come he's not all sweaty? Did he take a shower?
I guess yes. And he blew dry his hair.
Oh, don't do it. Do it. Foot fetish movie. Girl's a foot fetish movie.
Yuck. Absolutely. And he'll give up foot fetishing in the end.
Call Quentin Tarantino. We found another one. This is for not giving me a Christmas bonus.
Well, I think what he intends to do now is seal her up so tight, and then later he's going to take her to the lake, the moat, and drop her in.
Right.
That'll get rid of Clara Monde, who's already, you know, sucked the blood of one person, the altar boy.
I know. So does he go back to the monastery and like just turn everyone else into vampires?
What, say that again? Does he go back to the, what did you call it before?
He goes back to the monastery, right?
There.
Yeah. And then he turns everyone into vampires.
Well, just to ruin this movie for you, she's done it for one person. She's got to do it for a second.
Oh. So what happens when you get bitten by a vampire? You just become, like...
You become a vampire in this film.
But are you, like, under a spell of the head vampire?
At times, they do, hypnotize. Like the guy there, the boyfriend, she's gonna put the whammy jammy on him.
Whammy jammy.
Oh yeah, he will fall under her charms.
Huh? Is she reading from Dracula?
Look at it. It's like a manual Kindle.
Let's go to the park.
Basically now, like, they're totally boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, well, finger food.
That'll be all, Joseph. You may go home now.
Kudite.
Goodbye, Joseph.
Good. Well, Joseph did a good day today. He nailed shut the vampire coffin, and yep. he provided hors d'oeuvres.
All right, absolutely he did. I think they were like finger sandwiches. Now he's dragging the coffin out. He's going to put it on a boat.
I'm on a moat.
Boat of confusion.
That's what the world is today. Oh, he's taking the canoe.
Yeah. It's like the Everglades.
It's the only way to travel. He's going to do a couple Uber stops on the way. Transylvania Uber. Right. Rowboat.
He can save 15 minutes on his commute by taking the canal. It's like where the crow flies. All right, he's sinking the coffin. He kept the boat.
Wait, so did the crew pick up the
No, but wait, this doesn't make sense. She opens her eyes. She's not in the water at all. She's in her castle. Vampire.
She was in a different box. That was another body.
This guy does a good job of acting his stupid part. I mean, he's supposed to be stupid, and he does it. I'm scared. You know, come on, Joseph, we gotta go. Come on, Joseph, right away. You'll see. He's an actor. He's a method actor, character. Now, it's like the morning after they did it. Goodbye, darling. Ta-ta-la, toot-a-loo. Look how pretty she is, man.
Yeah, well, it's the clothing. I guess that maybe the ledges help.
She's pretty in all her outfits. Okay, now we're going to have National Lampoon's The Vampire happening.
She's a school mom?
No, this is another B character who comes in like the middle of Act Two. It really doesn't make sense. It's so late in the film. But
yeah, but you know, we watch the point of view of some other character. I don't think they really care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here are two of the boys, and there's two of the girls.
Oh, I saw this in Spring Breakers. They're like, let's go to Palm Springs. Yeah, Spring Breakers, bitches. Are you guys talking about Spring Break? No, ma'am.
So she's hushing them, and they're seeing the boys out the window. So what they do is they say something real mean-ass to the lady. So they'll get, go to your room! And they go to their rooms. How dare you! You insolent little girl!
Don't make me loosen my tie. All right, there they go, upstairs.
And no sex while you're up there!
What kind of classroom? Like, the staircase leads right to the classroom. Depressing.
Their bedrooms are right upstairs.
Yeah, but I mean, you walk down the stairs and there's a row of desks.
That's your life. Wake up in an institution.
Wow, this is fast. Oh, you lied, girl.
No, I was mistaken. But don't you agree the count of boobs has slowed down?
It has not slowed down. It's twice as many right now in the shot.
All right. Look, I concede. I really didn't watch this film, and I haven't done any research. So,
one thing I want is
now she's from Holland, and they make that a big deal, and you know, it's morally reprehensible. She's very disappointed. And the truth is, she wants him. She wants him. That's why right. She's like, you stay here. Or I could not have you.
Sniff up. Panties. Sniff.
National Lampoon's The right. Vampire Hunter.
Wah, wah. Boink.
Now, here's a stodgy old clergyman. There's no way he would be interested in girls, right? But this is National Lampoon's The Vampire happening. So, oh, they've done their deed.
Time to climb out.
What is he looking for?
When you said you were going to pull out, I didn't mean realize you were going to go out the window. He's got a binocular.
They're called uninoculars, Michael.
Perfect vision.
Those boobs don't count because they're across
the way. Look, it's a kaleidoscope.
You see how small those boobs were? You could hardly see them, right?
This is the second time. This is the second time in the second scene with two pairs.
That's two pairs. I get a full house. Oh, it's the school barn in National Lampoon's The Vampire happened.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
It's coming soon, the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. 6 venues, 24 shows, 7 days, 75 comics from all over the United States at amazing local venues: Asiento, Atlas Cafe, El Rio, Milk Bar, everybody. We're going to get started just a few minutes early on the Joke Workshop because we have a very special guest. He's leaving us, San Francisco. It's very sad. We're going to miss him, but he'll be back at some point doing shows and being hilarious. Put your hands together for your first comedian of the night, everybody. Mark Neuer!
Yes. I'm fucking out of here. I can't stand it anymore. I have a mask allergy. I have to leave for my own safety and health. Oh my goodness, this COVID has been crazy. I've gained a lot of weight. I know I've gained weight and I'm getting fat. Oh my God, look at you. I'm getting fat. I know I'm fat because I get super stoked over the new Tums flavors. Absolutely jazzed over the new flavors of Tums that come out. They got this new flavor. The watermelon Tums are coming out. I'm very excited. You didn't know that they were coming out. I did. I knew they were coming out. I get the monthly newsletter. I love it. So good. I love the new Tums flavor so much you can catch me outside of Walgreens 3 days in advance just camping out like the new Jordans are about to drop. Right there on Market and 4th, you can find me right there just blending in.